I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody, this is Lee, and we're ready for another one of our Tuesday workshops. And it's kind of piggybacking on last week, because last week we were talking about the five different pricing methods for high-ticket web design, and it was really interesting because a lot of people were, it really opened up the door to all kinds of other questions that kind of came in afterwards about, I just feel like I'm a jack of all trades, and, you know, I don't really know if I can charge a lot for that, or... we talked about value pricing, you know, all kinds of different questions started popping up about how do you actually get your pricing up there. But the biggest one, by far, the largest, the most people had the most concern with regard to, it's just scary. You know, it's I'm too afraid to raise the price. And so that's what I want to talk about today. It's like, how do you then overcome the fear of raising your prices? And why is it important even to do that in the first place? So I'm going to go through the five top things that people tended to say with regard to feeling like they just can't raise their price or just feeling too afraid to. And then at the end, what we'll do is we'll talk about how do you really overcome all of this, and do you really have what it takes? You know, those types of questions. But the first one is everybody's afraid everybody will say no. Like, you know, they think, well, I think what's really happening is people are already kind of coming at things with kind of a low price. And usually the price might be as low as like $500, but usually it's somewhere between like $500 to $2,000. And those are the prices that people are starting with. And the clients are just saying like, no, you know, right, but with those prices. And they think, well, if I were to double that or, you know, go to $5,000, then that would literally mean everybody says no. And so it's that fear of just universal rejection that everyone's going to say no, and they'll be looking at you in the eye, laughing in your face, pointing at your proposal, and how embarrassing would that be? And I don't want to get into that situation, so I'm not going to raise my price for that reason. It's because there's the fear of everyone's going to say no. But the truth is, that's a myth. It's a lie. It's a fear. It's a ghost. It's not a real thing. It's a ghost. And almost quite literally so, in the sense that, you know, what is a ghost? It's something that's not real, but it feels scary anyway. And that's kind of the truth here, is that it's not the case that everyone will say no to a higher ticket price. And so when I'm talking about higher ticket pricing with regard to web design, I'm talking about like between like $5,000 to $10,000, maybe up to $15,000, like $5,000 to $15,000, kind of in that price range. And so then you think, okay, well, what if I charge $5,000? If you're currently charging like $2,500, what if you doubled it to five grand? Are you telling me that there's no one in the world that's going to spend $5,000 on their online presence? I mean, obviously, that's not true. I mean, I sell $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 websites all the time, and so do all the other double stackers. And it's like, you know, people sell websites at vastly more. I've had people give me proposals to rebuild some of the websites that are kind of in some of the businesses that I kind of manage for like $25,000, $30,000, $50,000. I mean, it's like ridiculously higher than $5,000. So it's absolutely not the case that everyone will say no if you are in the $5,000 to $10,000 price range. So that's why it's a ghost. It's not true that everyone will say no. And so you can immediately disband that fear because it's obviously not true. It's just a fear. It's just a ghost. And so you kind of, when you look at it clearly like that, when you kind of just lay it all out, it's obvious that some people will spend dramatically higher pricing on their websites and on their online marketing and all that stuff. So that's the first fear. And the cool thing about it is it's really simple to overcome. It's not easy necessarily to kind of break through to the other side, but it's simple. It's like, it's just a realization. It's like turning the light on in the room and you realize, hey, it's not a scary monster, you know, blocking my door. It's really just my coat hanging on the doorknob or something like that. So that's fear number one. Everyone will say no. Obviously, that's a ghost. Here's the second one, though. Some people say, well, okay, well, maybe not everybody will say no, but all of my clients would say no, right? So you kind of scope it down to, well, not everybody in the whole wide world, but just my clients are the ones that will say no. And that's a little bit different because that it might be a ghost, that might be another ghost, but it also might be true. So let's look at both sides of this. So in my experience, what I've noticed is that when people say that they can't pay more, they couldn't afford to pay more or whatever, it's really what they're saying is they don't want to, right? Like they choose not to pay more rather than they can't. And for example, I was talking to a dermatologist who was moving from Colorado to South Florida on the Gulf Coast to set up a dermatology practice. And he was actually texting me some pictures of the location, and it's on this harbor, and there's like boats out there. And he was like, "Hey, look at this really cool etched glass, like logo thing that he was gonna hang kind of in the entranceway to the practice." And he's decking the whole place out with IMAX so that it looks awesome and, you know, really cool to go in. And he also said, "And I have a budget of about $2,500 for a website," right? And so he's like, that's obviously a situation. I mean, he's going to spend more than $2,500 just probably for the etched glass logo thing, right? Or what about the IMAX that he's decking the place out with? It's like, obviously the budget is there. Like there's money in the place to invest in certain things, but he's coming to the table thinking, hey, well, I don't want to spend, I feel like a website should cost $2,500 or less. Can you keep the price kind of in that range? And so that's a really different kind of situation than someone who just flat out doesn't have $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever, and no matter how badly they want it, they just can't do it. So those are the two sides to this particular problem. And so what we want to do is, how do we overcome each one? Well, the first one is, well, there's ways to justify the value of your higher ticket work by showing that, hey, it's not a website, it's something that's really going to drive a huge impact. And that's one of these situations where a lot of times your marketing needs to kind of come into play to sort of pre-filter the types of leads that you're getting. But, I'm going to create like another big blog post. What I did last week, which a lot of people said was really helpful, was I actually wrote out a lot of the stuff that we talked about. And I'm going to do the same thing this week too, so that you can kind of get all of this kind of in written form as well. But the written form will just be more like summary version of what we're talking about now. But I'm going to link to a talk that we did back in one of our previous live sessions where we were discussing how to justify the value of your high ticket work. In fact, it's literally called, like, you can go onto doublestack.net, click on the weekly workshops, and just search for how to justify the value of high ticket work, and you'll see it. But I'm going to put a link to it right here. But so that's one thing. So essentially what the problem is the client is coming with a mindset of what websites should cost or what they feel like they're going to budget for the site because they kind of know what other people charge. And if your price is higher than that, then they say, I can't afford to pay more. But what they're really saying is, I'm choosing not to pay more because of I could get the same thing cheaper less. I don't really feel like it's worth this or whatever. And so they're coming at it with one mindset, and then you're coming at it with a different mindset, because you're not just a run-of-the-mill garden variety web designer. You're the kind of person who really makes an impact for their clients, and that's more than just handing somebody a website, right? It's going to be the whole online presence. You might set up funnels, you might do email marketing, you might run some ads, you know, help them with SEO, you know, lead landing pages, and, you know, building a list and drip campaigns, like all of these different types of things you might do. And they're just thinking it's just a website. And so to overcome this, you have to kind of bridge that gap. But the other side of the coin is, what if they really can't? Like, what if they don't have the kind of money that you're talking about? Hey, it's Jim. Boom. Hey, I love Jim. He says he's not scared to raise his prices. Fist bump. Fist bump back to you, buddy. Awesome. So very cool. I keep following you, man. I keep seeing all the pictures that you're posting of how beautiful it is in Florida, especially this time of year. And you're making me jealous. That's awesome. Good to see you, man. So, Jim also just launched Rebecca in the Keys. So that's another thing to check out. So if you're planning on going to the Keys, like in Florida, you know, check out what Jim is doing and, you know, give yourself a good time while you're there, you know, visiting all these cool places and eating at cool places and all that kind of stuff. So Jim does a lot of awesome stuff. So big high five to him. Boop. But But back to the my clients can't afford to pay more. Sometimes it's really true. Then your clients can't afford to pay more. So what's the problem there? Did you see us race the convertibles? I did see you race the convertibles to Key West. That was so awesome. That was really cool. So thumbs up. So what if your clients really don't have $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or whatever? Well, that suggests a different kind of problem, right? That suggests you have a problem with your marketing. Like you're attracting people who aren't your ideal clients. And so to overcome that, it's a shift in the marketing. Like if you redefine how you define yourself and how you post about yourself and blog about yourself and talk about yourself and market yourself, if you redefine all of that stuff, it fundamentally changes the type of people who are attracted to your new messaging. And then that draws in a different caliber of client. And that solves the problem of my clients can't afford to pay more. So just quick summary. Sometimes what they really mean is I'm choosing not to pay more because I don't see the value there. Or I think websites should cost a certain amount, or I could get the same thing less or whatever. And you know, you can overcome that. And we talked about, I'm gonna link to an article about how to justify the value of your high ticket work. The other side is maybe your marketing is just bringing in the wrong leads. And so then you have to shift your marketing. But this particular, the my clients can't afford to pay more, it's also something that's pretty easy to overcome either by changing your client's mindset or changing your marketing to attract a different caliber of client, which are things that we work on in DoubleStack all day long every day. So that's the second one. The third one, and this is a funny one. This is one that kind of hides beneath the surface and kind of masquerades as a different problem. But it's the problem where people feel like it's so hard to get a lead that they can't risk losing them by charging too much. Right? So like if somebody comes in, they get a call, get a referral, whatever, and they're like, well, I don't get a lot of leads, therefore I really need to land this one, and I'll just do the work regardless of whatever their budget is or whatever they can afford. And if I charge too much, then I could potentially lose the lead, and then I have no work at all. And so, but this is a really big problem. And it's the first part is the sneaky part, and then we'll talk about why it's such a critical thing to overcome. The sneaky part is a lot of times people don't realize that that's really what the fear is, because it kind of masquerades as kind of like the Mr. Nice Guy idea, where it's like, well, I just want to give them what they want at the price they can afford, and like I just want to be nice and, you know, just kind of do what they say and like all of those types of things. But really, the root cause of all of that is if you offer them what they really actually need to generate the impact for their business that they really want to have, then that's going to cost more than what you think they're thinking they'll spend, and then that's where the tension comes in. So if you offer that price, you're afraid you'll lose the client, and then they'll move on because the price is too high, and then that's a scary thing. And that's kind of the root cause, even though a lot of times people initially think, well, I'm just trying to do what they want. I'm just trying to give them what they want. I'm just trying to, you know, be Mr. Nice Guy and do what they say. And so that's why this is kind of a tricky fear to kind of pin down and squash, but it's an important one. And the reason that it's important is because it's one of those things that if you don't overcome this, you'll never build the business that you want, because you'll always be doing low ticket work and you'll never be able to generate enough leads or enough projects or the income to actually to hit the goals that you have, to actually build a business that's sustainable and giving you the freedom and the lifestyle and everything so that you can race convertibles to Key West like Jim is doing. So it'll never give you that kind of lifestyle. And so what ends up happening is you have all of these little projects that you accept, and you begin to feel resentment about them because you know that you're better than the work that you're hired to do, and you don't have the resources to do all the things that you really need to do. And then you end up handing all of that over to your client, and maybe you're kind of rushing through and cutting corners and whatever, just because you don't have them, they haven't hired you for enough to really do your best work. So then you hand it over to them, and they don't get the best outcomes out of that either. You know, they just have a website without any real results behind it. And then you think, well, how long can I run a business like this? How long can I stay in business where I'm irritated with my clients? I feel like they're undervaluing me. I'm not making the money I want. I'm working too hard. My clients aren't getting results out of it. You know, I'm just in the noise. I'm just one of many, just a commodity among everybody else. Like, how do I figure out how to fix that problem? So that is a huge issue as well. Oh, Jim says he's the captain of two boats now too. He's crushing it. living the life. That's awesome. Wow. So that's kind of the idea behind, you know, the problem of the fear of it's just too risky. Like it's so hard to get leads that I have to do what they say. Otherwise I can't, you know, I might lose them. So then there's a fourth one, and the fourth one is, it's just like, I don't want to overcharge. Like I don't want to just raise my prices willy nilly just because I'm raising my prices. It feels like, you know, that's too much. And so the reason that this is a weird fear is because you're not just raising your prices for the sake of charging more. The whole concept is you're raising your price for the sake of being able to do a new level of work that actually generates an impact for your client, which is of course really what they're counting on you for. And so the way that I like to talk to somebody who's saying, well, I just don't want to charge more. I don't want to just overcharge people and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, Jim, Jim says, Lee taught me everything I know, so pay attention. So that's very nice of you, Jim. Thank you. I feel embarrassed now. Anyway, that's not the point is not to just overcharge people for the sake of overcharging people. The point is to create an environment where everybody wins. Everybody wins. And it's not just you, it's not just the client, it's their customers too. Like everybody wins when you create an environment where you can generate a transformative impact for your client. And just handing them a cheap website does not generate a transformative impact for your client. I mean, they may use that as a piece of the puzzle later, but it's not because of you. You know, it's because they had someone else help with the marketing and someone else help with the messaging and someone else help with all the different pieces. And you were just a little fleck in all of the whole thing. And what we want to do is make you be able to generate those types of impacts for clients, but you can't do it if you're only charging like $2,000 for your projects or whatever. It's like that does not give you the time it takes and the resources you need and the tools you would need in order to create that transformative impact. And that's a big thing. I want to really differentiate between the difference of just handing somebody a website, like adding a website to somebody else's business, versus using all of the stuff that we know about web design, digital marketing, you know, just developing an online presence, social media, all that stuff, using all of that stuff to deliver a transformative impact on behalf of your client. That's a big deal. And so if you feel like you can't raise your prices because you feel it's kind of the fear is I'm overbilling or I'm overcharging or something like that. The truth is, if you're offering a project that's like $2,000 or less, that's overcharging. You know, like, and it's a difficult thing to kind of wrap your head around at first sometimes because it's like, well, what do you mean if I'm charging less than $2,000, I'm overcharging? What does that mean? Well, what it means is, say you're charging $1,500 for a website. Well, we know, you and I both know, that means you're not going to have the time to do a lot of stuff. You're just going to have to pretty much crank out the site kind of as fast as you can. It's going to be limited probably to just the website. You'll probably have, the client will be writing their own copy, so who knows how good that is. Who knows where the imagery is going to come from. Who knows what even the messaging is at all. It's like, you know, if the client's writing all that stuff, like, do they have a marketing perspective or an angle, or do they even know where to go to find clients and generate leads? And, you know, are they building an email list? Are they engaging in any sort of social media? Like, what? You don't have the time to do any of that stuff. You're just going to crank out the site, probably put whatever they sent to you in their Word docs or in emails and cram that into WordPress, and then kind of hand it over, and it's $1,500. Well, if that is what you're doing, then the client can get that same kind of outcome for like $15 per month. I mean, just like set up a Wix website. So it's overbilling to do it the cheap way, right? So if you want to have that transformative impact, what you really need to do is charge enough to be able to allow yourself to deliver that style of impact. And that means you're going to be needing to get your price range up to at least, you know, at least $3,000 to $5,000, if not $5,000 to $10,000. So that you have the resources to do that. And if you're not, if you're just charging like $2,000 or $1,500 or something like that, then it really would be in your client's best interest to just go onto Fiverr or whatever, or jump on Wix and just kind of build their own site. Because the tools are there for them to put the copy on the page, and there's templates, and it will be responsive, and they'll probably pay less in hosting. It's like, it's a better financial deal to do that than it is to pay someone $1,000 or $1,500 to build a WordPress site. So the truth is, one way to overcome this overcharge people fear thing is you're probably overcharging people right now. You know, like if you're charging $1,500 for something that people could get for $15, then that's a big problem. So then let me get to the last one. The last one is a different genre of fear altogether. And it's the, am I good enough to charge more? And that's a different problem. Like, because all the other problems tend to be outward looking, like, you know, the clients can't afford more. I don't want to hurt them. You know, all these different things that there's kind of outward looking onto your situation. Well, this one's a more introspective fear. And it's like, am I good enough to charge more? Like, do I have what it takes? And I got to tell you, like, I think everybody on the earth has this problem in whatever it is they do. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, what degrees they have or how long they've been doing this stuff or how you've been honing your skills. I don't think any of those things really matter. I think ultimately everybody tends to, at least at some point or another, battle with the fear of that little voice inside saying, you're not good enough. You don't have what it takes. You can't do all of this stuff. And so then you have to think, well, is that true or am I just freaking myself out? And there's two different kinds of people that I've come across. You know, and everybody that I've ever met that comes out of this group and or that have scheduled a call to talk with me or that jumps onto these live workshops or that emails me because of the podcast or whatever it might be. I don't think I've talked to maybe less than a dozen people out of the hundreds and hundreds of people that I have spoke to. I think I could probably count on one hand, maybe even, you know, just five or fewer people who I just didn't think they could ever make it. And it's usually because of the internal problems. Like, I've talked to people that say that they just basically want to build like the Wix platform on WordPress. You know, they just want to crank out as many cheap websites as they can and, you know, just have some sort of an automated system to like build these cheap sites and just get as many leads and just cram it through and blah, blah, blah. And you'll never win like that. You'll never be able to do that because Wix and Weebly and Squarespace and, you know, they have so much more money than you. They literally have millions of dollars that they invest in marketing to generate leads. I mean, they're running Super Bowl ads. I mean, you can't compete at that level. And then even if you could, when you get people into WordPress, WordPress is not as good as Wix for people that don't know anything about what they're doing. You have to know a little bit about how to put a website together, at least a little bit, in order to build something on WordPress that's going to be as good as it otherwise would be on Wix. Now, you know, people like you and me, you know, we can do way more on WordPress than anybody could ever do on Wix. But just the random guy that's, you know, selling handcrafted jewelry or something like that doesn't know anything about websites, they can probably have more success on Wix than in WordPress. So, and it's the people that just feel like they just want to just crank out cheap projects over and over and over. Those are the people that I feel like just can't succeed. But everybody else that I talk to, it's like you care about your clients. You're like, you're serious about wanting to create an environment where everybody wins. And you're constantly seeking to improve, not just your skills, but also your marketing and your mindset. And you want your clients to get true, measurable value out of your work, and you're resourceful. Like, you dig in. Like, you wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't resourceful and digging in and trying to do better and all those things. And you've got grit. You know, like, you like hard things because they're the most fun to smash. You know, like, those are the types of characteristics that you and I have, like the people in this group have. And those are the, like, if that's you, I'm 100% confident you can do this. I'm 100% confident. I know that you can generate the kind of revenue that you need and build a business and live an awesome life and have all the freedom and everything else that you want, because those are the characteristics that really make the difference. And I can like help you with all the other parts. Like, if you feel like, I don't know what, you know, I don't know all the different types of technical, I don't know how to build a funnel, or I don't know what a drip email campaign looks like, or I don't know how to build a landing page, or I don't really know how to get my marketing dialed in, or what to say that I do, except for I just build websites. Like, I'm stuck with the marketing. I don't know what to do there. Well, if that's you, let's talk about that and fix it. It's like, those are the things that we can fix like really quickly. Like, in a couple of weeks, we can put all of those pieces together so that you have a system in place that, so you know how much you need to be charging to actually hit your income goals. So we can start figuring that out. Like, what are your income goals? And then we feel like, well, how many projects do you need to do and at what price to kind of hit that, get that result? And then we put some marketing in place. We're like, well, how do we attract clients that want you to do all that stuff at the prices you need to charge? And then we work on your client onboarding process to make sure that when you meet with clients and the way that you write proposals and everything is dialed in, so that not only are you're attracting, but you're also winning the client. It's like a comprehensive thing that basically enables you to get from where you are right now to exactly where you need to be. And generally speaking, that means adding at least $5,000, if not $10,000 per month to your income stream. Now, again, I don't want to, this is not a quick fix kind of easy thing. You have to have the qualities that we just talked about. You have to be serious about, you know, really helping clients and delivering an impact. And you have to have grit and you have to be resourceful. It's like, it takes work. It takes a lot of work. Like, if you want to be good at this, it takes work. But that's why you're here. That's why you're listening to this. That's why you engage in this kind of content, to try to, you know, get your skills up there. So if you feel like that's you, and you're tired or just being stuck and kind of just spinning your wheels, and you're really ready to, you know, take the next step, then head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar. Book a time to talk with me and we'll get this stuff dialed in together. So head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll figure out what your price needs to be and what your marketing needs to be and how to attract the right leads, so that you can overcome all of these fears, because it's not really a fear once you realize that when you attract clients and you can help them at this level, that the outcome is good. Like, and we talked about this last week too. The difference between fear and feeling excited is what you feel like is on the other side. If you feel like there's something bad on the other side, then all that energy and everything is felt as fear. It's scary. But if you feel like something good is on the other side, that same exact feeling, that same energy, that same excitement is excitement. It's not fear. It's great. It's wonderful. It's what wakes me up in the morning. It's like, I want to get out there and help people achieve their goals. And when I know for a fact that they're going to do it, that's really fun. And so by flipping your mindset into what you're thinking is on the other side, then you can erase a lot of these fears and turn it into excitement and energy and the kind of the fuel in the tank that really moves you forward. So head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone for free for like 45 minutes and talk about all of these things. And we'll figure out your pricing, we'll figure out your marketing and whatever else is on your mind. It's like, I've been doing this almost 20 years. So I've probably seen whatever it is that you feel like you're stuck with, and we'll just work it out. So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll find my calendar, pick a spot that works for you, and we'll make all this stuff happen. All right, it was great seeing you. Looking forward to catching up again next week. High five to you. Boop. Talk to you then.